Well, he's super dead.
Roth pinned a glare on Lucifer.
Nice work.
What? He can't... Oh, yeah. He wasn't already dead. Ha! My bad.
How do you forget he wasn't already dead? I mean, really, I want to know.
Well, I was kind of lying.
Lucifer picked up the remote.
He was just seriously boring me. And the last episode of Supernatural ended on a major cliffy.
I stared at him and then spoke a sentence I thought I'd never, ever have to say. You can't peel the skin off people just because they bore you.
I can't.
No!
But I just did.
Lucifer looked over at Jada.
Didn't I?
I snapped out of my stupor, pulling free from Zane. I planted myself between Lucifer and Jada. The devil's smile kicked up a notch. What good is he to us if he's dead?
What good was he alive? He told us all he knew, which was the names of the other humans. They, too, will be questioned.
By peeling off their skin?
If need be.
I shook my head as a demon appeared in the doorway. He gave off major upper-level demon vibes as he strode into the room. He didn't even look at us as he picked up what was left of Johnny Boy and carried him out of the room. The smell was slow to follow.
I'm getting some air freshener.
Roth stalked out of the room. Do you think any of the people whose names he gave you will know where Gabriel or Bale is? Lucifer appeared to consider that.
I'm gonna be honest with you, like I always am.
I fought to not roll my eyes.
I may have overestimated when it comes to rooting out their location. I have serious doubts that anyone knows where those two are. So whatever plan you have to draw him out, better work.